B'tachin for life, Shir 1179, Tuesday, Parshas Vayikra. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously as a schus for Hatzlacha with a child. The schus of Limara Teira and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send the individual Bracha and Hatzlacha with their children, La'irich Yom Tovim. We are explaining that a person can develop Mishon and the other levels of Bitachin by realizing what the Ribbono Shel Olam has done for you. In your normal, natural life, how many things have been lined up to benefit you? You don't always see it, but when you do see it, it's an opportunity for you to realize that everything is really being orchestrated for you. And we explain that that's really the message of this Yom Tov, of this Simcha, of this Yom Tov that we are approaching, Be'ezer Hashem. To realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam does everything for us in the worst, most bleak situations. Ultimately, it's for our benefit. It's to help us grow. It's to help us come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, we should mention Akasha that one of our listeners asked. We are in the middle of discussing the levels of Bitachon. And we said that the first level is Mivtach and the second level is Mishon. That's the way the Chovei Halevavos lists it. The lowest level is Mivtach, and we explained it. And the next level and subsequent levels begin with Mishon. That we start relying, we start leaning on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And one of our listeners reached out that in davening we see the opposite. In the bracha of Al HaTzadikim, we end off Mishon u'mivtach la'tzadikim. We end off that the Ribbono Shel Olam is first a Mishon and then a Mivtach. It sounds like Mishon comes before Mivtach. So how do we understand this? We always understood that Mivtach means that a person understands that everything the Ribbono Shel Olam does is for your benefit, like we elaborated on. To internalize that Hashem loves you and Hashem has only your best intentions in mind. And if there would be a way to do it, a different way to do it, the Ribbono Shel Olam would have done it differently. That's Mivtach. Trust Hashem. Realize that He has your benefit in mind. And then a person can begin to feel Mishon. To look for the future and say, I can lean on Hashem to send me a Yeshua. So Mivtach and Mishon are two steps. First, you have to internalize the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, you have to internalize that everything the Ribbono Shel Olam does is for your benefit. And then you can begin to feel Mishon. Then you can begin to try to lean and rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yet, in the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, we see the opposite. Mishon u'mivtach la'tzadikim. It sounds like first we lean on Hashem and then we can feel Mivtach. Will Be'ezer Hashem address this question?